Jekka News, you need to know now.
Pretoria and Johannesburg peaking at 21 degrees tomorrow, Tzaneen 28 and Polokwane up to 27 degrees. In Limpopo, at least 14 farm workers were injured this morning during an accident at Tafelkop. According to the Department of Agriculture and Rural Development, the accident involved a buggy transporting 16 farm workers to a nearby farm. The spokesperson for the department, Pelani Pakhadi, says the cause of the accident is being investigated.
The Limpopo MEC for Agriculture and Rural Development, Mena Girikekana, applauds the rapid intervention of the emergency teams.
And the third inquest into the 1985 murder of the so-called Craddock Four started in the High Court in Klebega in the Eastern Cape today. The state reopened the inquest into the deaths of Matthew Goniwe, Fortalata, Sparrow Mkonto and Sitelo Mhlauli, who were murdered by apartheid-era police. The lawyer for the families, Howard Varney, said the inquest will hear from several witnesses, mostly family members.
The primary reason behind this monumental failure of justice has been the political interference which effectively killed off most of the TRC cases. The vast majority of cases cannot be resurrected at this late stage. In the Craddock 4 matter, we have identified some 49 persons who were associated in one form or another with this case. Virtually all of them have died.
And the DA says the Western Cape High Court ruling against Dr. John Shlope's appointment to the Judicial Service Commission is a victory for the rule of law. The court declared Parliament's decision to nominate the impeached former judge as unconstitutional and ordered Shlope and the MK party to pay legal costs. Here's the DA national spokesperson, Karabo Gagau.
It cannot be that a disgraced judge, an impeached judge who has been found guilty of manipulating processes of the court, of trying to influence other judges unduly for political reasons, must serve in a Judicial Service Commission, particularly given the important role that it plays in appointing other judges across the land.
And in other news, a charge of premeditated murder has been added against the mother of murdered toddler Kutlwano Shalaba. Kinyue Shalaba appeared alongside the Sangoma Sebokwana Kunyana in the Vanderbijl Park Magistrates Court today, following the discovery of a child's body in Randfontein. Today, it emerged in court that Shalaba poisoned her own child.
The mother was not happy with the gender of the child and was tired of hiding the fact that the child was a girl to her family.
That was the MPA spokesperson, Lumka Mahanjana. Meanwhile, the Department of Education in Gauteng condemned the violent killing of a teenager in Durban Deep, west of Johannesburg. The 14-year-old's mutilated body was discovered by a passerby in a bush on Sunday, and police have asked for the public's help in tracing the perpetrators.
We're devastated that this happened during the National Child Protection Week.
That was the Education Department's Steve Mabona. And Ukraine and Russia agreed another large-scale prisoner exchange at talks in Istanbul today. The countries did, however, fail to make a breakthrough on an immediate halt to the fighting. At the second round of direct talks between the warring side, Ukraine said Moscow had rejected its call for an unconditional ceasefire, offering instead a partial truce of 2 or 3 days in some areas of the front line. That's it from our side. For the latest news, head to jackrandfm.com, click on news. I'm Marlene Fischer. From myself and the rest of the team, enjoy your evening.
This is 30 minutes of more music you love, nonstop.
This is what we do
on Jacaranda FM.
Mature, collected, and sensible. Except when I get hit with rejection. To turn me down, well that's just unethical. I'll turn into someone you're scared to know.